Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Vaulta Ireland is to commission independent research looking at the scale of price increases for hotel rooms around major events. The Tourism Minister, Catherine Martin, today revealed that the research is to be undertaken in response to allegations of price gouging within the sector. As you know, a number of hotels in Dublin put up their prices on the weekend of Taylor Swift's Aviva Stadium concerts next year. For more on this, I'm joined on the line by Paul Gallagher, who's a former president of the Irish Hotels Federation and general manager of Buswell's Hotel in Dublin City Centre. Paul, you're very welcome to the programme. It's almost like a kick in the teeth for the hotel sector, isn't it?
No, I welcome the fact that Fáilte Ireland are going to look at this issue, because clearly some hotels are certainly operating in a manner that would give anyone cause for concern. So, dramatic rise in prices are doing the industry no favours.
Is it your contention that it's a few rotten apples dragging down the whole sector?
Yeah, I think in general, Cormac, I think, most hoteliers are responsible and they realise that today's decisions will affect the long-term sustainability of Dublin as an attractive destination for visitors. So if you go wild on pricing, it's going to have a dramatic and significant effect on future demand for Dublin, and that is no one's benefit. But I suppose the other problem we have really in Dublin is we simply don't have enough hotel rooms. Dublin's probably under-hotelled by about 10,000 rooms. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, until that changes, the consumer's at a disadvantage because there's more consumers chasing relatively few numbers of hotel bedrooms.
But I've heard the contention, possibly from yourself and certainly other hoteliers before, that it's the free market, it's supply and demand. As you say, there are lack of hotel rooms. Some of those hotel rooms anyway have been taken up by direct provision and international protection candidates and so on. So there's even fewer hotel rooms available for the general market. And then obviously prices are going to go up.
Yeah, look, I think one of five hotel rooms in Ireland are now with the government under contract for housing Ukrainians. So, it's significant. I think that's about, in Fáilte Ireland, it's about 74,000, I think, bed spaces are taken up at the moment. That has an impact, but there aren't that many refugee hotel rooms in Dublin area. So that would generally be in the regions. So clearly, Dublin hasn't got that actually impacting very much on its availability. I think we've had a huge rise in demand since COVID that I think the industry didn't expect. Relatively speaking, we've had very little growth in new hotel stock in Dublin over the last decade. And there's a lot of pressure when people make applications. There are a lot of objections against hotel development.
The line dropped there for a second, and we got the objections to hotel development and so on. We don't want the city overrun with hotels either. But can I ask you this in conclusion? Why, if it's only a few rotten apples, do people find it really difficult to get a hotel at a reasonable price on the weekend, for example, in Dublin?
Well, look, before we came online, this Saturday night you can get a room in Clayton Balls Bridge, 199, Sandymount Hotel, 188, Talbot House, Lorgan, 169.
Without breakfast?
With breakfast. Yeah. The following Saturday, Samuel Hotel, 186, Hampton Hotel by Hilton, 229, Herbert Park, 208.
Okay, so you see
there is
value.
If you look at Trivago, that's a comparison site. Mm-hmm. People can go there, look there, and then look at the hotel site directly and see if it offers better value.
Okay.
There are great value. It's not all bad value. And I think that's the problem. The perception of very high rates on certain dates is skewing people's perception of the overall offering.
So we'll see what this review throws up. Paul Gallagher, former president of the Irish Hotels Federation and GM of Buswell's Hotel in Dublin. Thank you very much.